Hello, I'm Tom Donlan, author of the new book, A World of Wealth, How Capitalism Turns Profit into Progress. In the very first chapter of the book, I discuss the energy situation. I have a few kind words for producers and a few harsh words for the politicians and activists who want to control the energy market. Capitalism works best when there is no government control of prices or production. Now, looking at prices from a producer's point of view, there's a bull market in energy prices, and it constitutes a rebound from a 20-year bear market that was a glut of energy on the market, during which the growth of supply outpaced the ability of the world's people to pay for their energy consumption. The largest factor driving up energy prices now is the rising wealth and rising living standards in poor countries, especially the two biggest ones, China and India. People who could not afford a bicycle 25 years ago are now wealthier and better able to buy cars, motorbikes, they can have electric power in their homes, and of course all this takes fuel to run generators and the internal combustion engines that make these things possible. Meanwhile, the long glut and its low prices discouraged producers of oil. It's hard for producers to see the point of making the huge investments necessary to drill for oil in deep waters or in politically dangerous countries, especially if politicians back home are trying to push prices down. If prices stay high, the temptation to invest eventually will become irresistible. There will be more production, and if there's enough new supply, then prices will fall. When we have $4 gasoline, it's almost certain that eventually there will be production to bring the price down to something a little bit more like what we were used to. Some people cannot believe that markets work dispassionately. If the market price is not to their liking, they think there must be a sinister force at work. Thus, we often hear that speculation has driven up the price of energy. To some extent, that's true, but it's not all bad. The high price sends us all a message, and the message is we have an energy shortage. Speculators work very hard to make educated guesses about the future of energy prices. Now, in the short run, there is a lot of up and down in the markets, overshooting in times of crisis and undershooting in times when supplies are plentiful are very common. Now, markets that include speculators, though, have more informed information, and in the long run, prices in such markets reflect the sum of all available information. On the basis of these short-run speculative movements, markets send signals to investors, and they finance the long-run development of new energy supplies. Now, recently, we heard a lot about a national energy policy. Do we need a national energy policy to reduce our reliance on imported oil, or to get us to conserve energy, or to inspire our most creative engineers to invent new energy technologies? Hardly. Right now, $4 gasoline is a very effective energy policy. It will work better than any policy drafted and legislated in Washington. It will work without favoritism and without subsidies. It may take a long time for the market to change our ways of purchasing and consuming energy, but it won't take as long as a national energy policy constructed in Washington. Now, the politicians who are trying to save us from the pain induced by high price of gasoline have it exactly backwards. Rather than cutting the gas tax during the summer driving season, we should raise it. And if Congress really wants to have a useful energy policy to create more supply, it should promise continued support for high prices for the American producers of energy, the way it supports the high prices it provides for American farmers. Now, if these ideas about energy seem interesting or challenging, you'll find lots more to engage them in the rest of the book, including some comments on American farm policy. Remember, the book is A World of Wealth, How Capitalism Turns Profit into Progress. I'm Tom Donlan.